My name is Chris Nizak, and I am playing Jameson Cree, the Prismatic Mage, and I am from Misdirected Mark Productions.
I'm Brett B. from Gaming and BS. I am playing big, brawny, very loyal family member Corby, the male fighter.
I'm Tom from Knights of the Night. I'm playing Kelsey Fenn, the older sister to Corby.
Hi, this is Kevin Lovecraft. Someone once was nice enough to say that I'm the glue between Gaming and BS and Misdirected Mark. I am playing Ashani Fenn.
I'm Emily from She's a Super Geek, and I am your game master for this venture through the world of Avanti. From the Wednesday evening podcast All-Stars, Avanti, Glitter, and Blood.
There they were. Future heroes of the Fenn family, barely out of harbor when a storm blossomed around them. Massive tridents out of nowhere, striking deep into the ship's sides. Creatures that only the most daring of sailors have faced before, pulling themselves up to attack. Large bodies, half shark and half person. Teeth that could crush diamonds. Claws so sharp, you wouldn't even realize you were dead. Sailors in northern Tetsilia call them Salt Bane. Those sailing the Quilig Ocean near the Danmara Desert call them Kulach. But round here, we call them the Shogun. I faced them once, when sailing through the Crystal Ocean with a skeleton crew on a huge ship. The only thing sailors fear is death, and those skeletons showed me what sailing without that fear was like. It was pitch black for days as
Shut up, old man Jenkins! Freebird!
That voice sounds familiar. Oh, Ziva! What be ye doing here?
No one cares, Jenkins. Just get on with the story.
If all you want to hear about is the Ballad of the Storm Queen from the Fenn perspective. Arr, fine.
Is it coming from a side of the ship or all sides of the ship?
Well, you see it on one side.
And that's opposite of where I am?
No, that's the side that you are on.
I wait for the first one to clear the top and then I fire my hand crossbow.
Give me a roll, please.
13.
As this first creature comes up, you can see that it has fins coming off of its face as well as on its head, teeth like a piranha, an upper body at least, sort of like a human or elf, and even some purple shell armor on it. But you are ready and you have sent that crossbow bolt straight into its shoulder. Roll me some damage.
Ooh, 15.
Nice.
After I shoot, I remember that maybe not everyone noticed this, so I scream out that we're being boarded.
You send the crossbow bolt clean through. Fish monster, as it is trying to come up on the deck, and it just kind of lets go of the tridents it's using to get up the side and just falls back into the water as you scream to the others.
I scream mostly to my brother, but yes, to the others, sure.
I'm going to turn around, and there's my sister with an unloaded crossbow pointing at nothing, screaming that we're being boarded. I will shake my very large head, clean the wet hair out of my face, and walk over there. What's the matter, sister?
Well, we were being boarded.
We're in the middle of the ocean.
See, right over there.
You definitely hear more creatures coming up.
Whoa, okay. Right there. I had a feeling this is one of your jokes, but apparently it's not. Do I see another one?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to have to crack that thing. As soon as it gets up where I can take a slice at it, I will do so. Boom.
Oh! Whoa.
It's a crit.
I got it. I critted it.
How about you describe this fabulous death?
Walk over to Kelsey. I'm like, what is it, sister? She's like, we're being boarded. No, we're not. They came over the side. I'm going to look over the side. This thing's going to come up, this hissing fish head, and pow, just with the pommel of my blade, just gonna smack it right between the eyes, crush its skull, and drive it back into the water. Yeah, I guess you're right, Kelsey. There's fishmen here.
Jameson.
I got a question. Like, it's raining, right? And it's super windy?
Yes.
So they're, like, really just really close to each other, yelling this at each other.
Right? Oh, I'm and screaming. Yes. I am roaring as loud as a very large man can roar. I guess you're right, Kelsey. There's fishmen here. Gotta kill them, I guess.
So I'm at the front of the ship, and I'm looking around, and have I noticed these fishmen?
I think you would have noticed something's happening over by Kelsey. And Corby runs over and slices something, and you kind of see what looks like it might be a head come rolling off.
So I look over at the helmsman. Do we have a name for the helmsman?
Josiah.
Josiah. I'm like, Josiah, do you got this? Do you got this? Can you direct us?
Yeah, I can totally do that.
All right, good, good. I'm totally going to go help them. And I start walking that way with my prismatic cloak still glowing in the rain and whipping around me. And as soon as I see a fishman come up off the side of it, I hurl a firebolt at its face. And as my firebolts come out, they're not just fire, of course. They are prismatic light that is on fire.
That sounds fabulous.
Just a fireball. All I asked for was a...
Does a 16 hit?
Let me check and see if it has disadvantage or advantage on fire. Nope, doesn't say anything about that.
Do I have disadvantage because it's raining everywhere?
Yes.
I got a 15 then.
It's hard to do fire magic in the rain, but
true
not
facts.
Impossible.
Yeah, does a 15 hit?
Yes, a 15 will hit.
I do 6 points of fire damage to it as I blast it in the chest with a prismatic firebolt.
It doesn't nice. Like that. And it turns its beady little fish eyes to you.
I look at Ashani, but it's really too windy. And all Ashani sees me mouth is like, there's fishmen on the ship. But it's just my mouth going because I can't yell that loud.
Was Ashani able to see that prismatic flash of light?
Yes, you are aware there's something happening. But you are okay. On the other side of the ship.
Am I within 60 feet?
Yeah, it's not that big of a ship.
If I can make out what Jameson was attacking, you see Ashani make some hand gestures, and a green and blue flickering fire just goes flying across that distance. The creature needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
What's the DC on the saving throw?
It's 14.
Yes, the Shaogan rolls better than that. So it got blasted once by Fancy Fire, and it sees it coming this time and is able to move out of the way.
Okay, so you see that go past and then kind of fizzle out in the rain.
Right, and then this particular Shaogan is going to... Jameson, you're not close enough to get into melee range, but I bet Corby is.
Yes, for the sake of the gods, you punch these things. What's wrong with you people? All right, back up at it.
It's going to use its trident.
Those are for fishing. Those aren't for peopling.
Non-natural 20.
Apparently they're for peopling.
2 piercing damage.
That's going to be me looking at it in its eyes like, really? Really? 2 piercing damage? Really? That's all you got?
As you say that and taunt him, he follows through with a bite attack.
Ah, stupid biter.
Oh, but he rolled a 5. It doesn't quite get you, but in the rain, things look a little bit weird, and there's been magical fire, and it's hurt, and the others will have their turn trying to get up on the ship. And you see other sailors have been alerted to this, and they are fighting off other sea creatures that are very much like the ones you are fighting. Who's ever next can give me a perception check. We never officially rolled...
Well, the order we've been going, it's Kelsey, me, Shani, Jameson.
So, Kelsey, we're back up to you.
Yeah, I'm not very perceptive right now. I am mostly keeping my eye on my brother, and anything that comes near him is getting shot.
You see that there are a couple more coming up over the edge, but there's only one fully on the ship that has been hit by a blast.
Yeah, shoot it!
I do that. My hand crossbow is, in fact, 1d6. I was adding in the sneak attack damage. Do I have advantage now?
Its back is towards you, so that counts as a sneak attack.
So 14 and then plus from the crossbow, the hand crossbow, as she brings it up. She's a pretty good deadeye with it. She puts a bolt into its back, and then it counts as sneak attack as well. So it's a total of 11 damage.
This creature has speared at Corby, lurched forward to bite him, and Corby, as you're sort of taking a step back, going, oh crap, and getting ready to strike, a crossbow bolt just peeks its head out of the burn wounds in this creature's chest, and it just kind of falls over.
About time. Gonna mumble. I don't want her to hear that.
You know, and if you want to, you can kick it over the side.
Absolutely. Boot it out of my way.
And I scream, nice job, Corby. You did good.
A perception check as you kick it over the side, please.
10, average.
At this point, they're probably not being very discreet. There are definitely sharks.
Oh, those are in the water, though. So as long as they don't go in the water, I'll be fine.
There are a total of 3 more coming up near you.
Yep. Sounds like I got a smack one. Swoosh. That's a crit. No, it's not. Dang it. That's modified. Never mind.
No, non-natural 20.
I was just all excited there. So 13 damage. As soon as the next one comes up, longsword just flails down right between neck and collarbone. Crunch.
It curses at you in a language you don't understand.
I've been cursed at before in battle. I'm pretty sure I know what it means. That's okay. Yeah, your mom. You'll get up here and say that to my face.
All right, Jameson.
I see them all fighting over there. I start strolling that way, my cloak splaying about me, floating around, glowing in this terrible weather.
You're nonchalantly walking in the middle of a hurricane storm as a ship is getting tossed up and down. I just love this image.
You have no idea, as kids, how much you practice that.
Very much so. As I'm walking, I reach into my pouch, my spell component pouch, and I pull out a diamond, a small diamond, because we had 750 gold piece to spend on that, so I have 1050 gold piece diamonds. And as I do, you can start seeing there's a glow around the diamond. I close my hand, and as soon as I get to the edge, I open my hand, and there is a chromatic orb in my hand. I hurl it at the closest Shahagin that's on the side of the ship.
Does this do a ranged attack, or is this just on one?
It's a ranged attack. I got a 16, and it's okay. Only on one. I choose lightning as the damage that it does, because I have to choose what it does. So I get to choose either acid, cold fire, lightning, poison, or thunder.
Lightning is the flashiest.
I choose lightning, because it is definitely the flashiest. 15 points of damage as I smash a ball of lightning into its face.
So this particular Shahagin sees you with the twinkling diamond that's turned into an orb and starts that hiss talking at you, and you hit it right in the mouth. And the chromatic orb like sizzles all around it and sends it back down into the water. And a shark comes along and chomps on it.
Enjoy that fricassee.
Sharks are on our side. Sharks are on our side.
Y'all are sailors. Actually, Jameson, while we're on your turn, give me a knowledge roll.
I mean, I can just make an intelligence check. That's fine. Yeah. Because I could also make a vehicle's water check if you want to with intelligence.
No, this is to tell what the creatures are.
Oh, what the creatures are, sure. It's like nature then, right?
I mean, you can do nature, sure.
Well, regardless, I got a 20. I mean, I don't get a bonus to nature anyway, so I mean, I was just wondering. Yeah, I got a 20. I'm smart.
You know these to be Shahagin. You know enough about the sea creatures and the legends of the sea creatures because you haven't met all the creatures that the sea has to offer. But these guys are nasty and evil and will take advantage of any kind of fresh blood that they can find. You know that they worship a shark god and that only women are allowed to be priestesses of that god, but you don't see any indication that any of these are priestesses or magic users. These all seem to be soldiers of some kind.
So I yell all that into the storm at people, but they can't hear me, so it doesn't matter. So eventually when I realize that nobody can understand me, I just sort of shrug. I'm like, eh.
All right, Ashani, if you haven't fought these before, you've probably at least heard of them. Any kind of fish creature trying to board your ship is probably evil.
So are there any that are up over this side?
There are 3.
Then Ashani is going to attempt to cast another spell, this time Guiding Bolt. Roll the 13, that's probably not going to do it.
That will hit these creatures.
12 damage as this bolt goes streaking across to them, and they're enveloped in this glowing light. Again, that bluish green, like the flames of Meme.
The holy light of the goddess Mayim comes and envelops these creatures. And these are creatures that Mayim absolutely hates. And so you feel sort of a little cosmic pat on your shoulder. And you're not sure if you're just envisioning it, if it's a storm, or if that's actually maybe the goddess sort of like, yeah, you go, girl.
Nice.
Yeah, you see Ashani look kind of at her shoulder and kind of shrug and get just a small smile.
One of them will take advantage of the fact that Jameson was, you know, looking at a creature over the side and go to attack him with their spear. That'll be 16 to hit you.
Cool. I use shield as a reaction to jump my armor class up to an 18. As soon as the spear comes, it's about to stab me in the back. I just flick my hand backwards up and a prismatic shield appears and blocks it.
The creature will respond by attempting to bite you next.
Emily, how close are they to me? The reason I ask is because when a creature is, if he attacks close enough, I can impose disadvantage on that roll for the creature. Basically, I stick my shield in the way.
How close is that?
I gotta be about 5-6 feet away type of thing. Close.
Jameson, is that how you pictured it?
I mean, I did walk over to where they were, so I mean...
So you're probably close enough.
Yeah, my fighting style is protection, so as soon as it comes in, Jameson's going to do the flick. I'm like, oh, hell no. Boom, that big shield's going to come dropping down in between to give disadvantage on that shotgun's roll.
And that will be a 17, so that doesn't...
Ha-ha. Doesn't hit.
Yes, so describe that second attack, Jameson.
I block out the shield. I don't expect the bite to come. And it's coming right from my shoulder. And then all of a sudden, the shield comes out of nowhere and pops it right in the face, making the jaw snap shut right before it closes on my cloak. And I look over at you, Corby, and I'm like, thank you very much. And you can barely hear me in all the wind.
I got you, Sparkles. Don't you worry.
All right. Another one's after Kelsey. 17 to hit with a spear. And this one is throwing a spear at you, Kelsey.
My armor class is 15, so that does hit.
That'll be 7 piercing damage.
How close is he to me? Or she to me? Because I can do this all day. I can give disadvantage to anything that attacks my friends close enough to me.
That's cool. It's not a reaction. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's going to be a 12.
Fuck off, my sister!
The spear is coming towards Kelsey, and she just cringes and kind of tries to make herself smaller than she normally is when Corby's shield comes flying out of nowhere to take the spear right into it in a shower. I mean, a shower of glitter comes off of the shield and it's all over Kelsey. And she's like, God damn it, Corby. I told you to stay away from him.
It's beautiful, though.
It is actually quite beautiful. The lightning goes off and it reflects everywhere.
Jameson looks at you, Kelsey, when you say that. And Jameson's just like, what? You didn't get stabbed. Be happy.
I'll be picking this goddamn for weeks.
All right, one's coming at you, Corby. That'll be 19.
Ah, crap, that got me.
This one is using two hands with its spear. That means I get to upgrade my dice. That'll be 5 piercing damage on you.
All day I could do this!
As it pierces you, it's also going to rake you with its claws if it can. 13 to hit.
Nope.
So it will get you with its spear, and it looks real excited when it draws blood. Its little fishy tongue is just kind of like lolling out. Bleh.
Oh, that's sick.
Audio medium, so I don't know how to describe that.
You don't want to see it, folks. I'll tell you that right now. It's not pretty.
And it tries to rake you with its claws, but you've protected everybody else thus far, so you just quickly swing that shield back. Kelsey.
Yeah, when I see my brother stabbed, I get really angry. Do I have a sneak attack on this one that's attacking him?
Yeah, it's not paying attention to you.
I don't think that mattered, as I did not roll well. The highest roll was a 10.
No, that's not gonna do it. Was that a crossbow?
Yes.
So you're angry. Is it the anger that caused you to miss?
Clearly, yeah. And that's and
glitter in your eyes.
Glitter in my eyes.
Glitter
exactly.
In my yes. Eyes.
God, it's a freaking glitter. Damn it.
Ow, 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 ow. Damn glitter. I'm sorry, Corby.
Y'all might have to find a potion of, like, glitter shedding.
Glitter removal.
Yeah.
Or glitter repellent.
Yeah.
No, it's cool because whenever anyone gets really annoyed with me, I just use prestidigitation to clean it off of them. It's
oh.
just that all Kelsey does is complain, so I never do it.
Corby, you have a shield glistening with Shaggon blood and glitter.
And my sword will be wet with their blood.
So this one has speared you, tried to claw you, and you come back at it with your long sword.
Yes. So it's going to take, 20?
Right up into the gut, and you just cleave it in twain.
Block, take the trident to the gut. Cut in half. Next, I'm going to boot half of it. Whatever half is still standing, if it's the bottom half, just kick it off the side. Get that shit out of my way. There's fish sticks to be made. Clear this deck!
You see the other two that are up there take a couple of steps back towards the side, and one actually puts their hand out to stop others from coming, and they exchange some quick fishy words. Jameson.
So there's a couple on the deck exchanging words.
They can't run away right now because it's not their turn, but they're sufficiently freaked out.
Intimidate them with fashion!
Yeah, their fashion sense is terrible.
They're pretty close to each other, right?
Yes.
I walk right up to them, and I put my hands together, and then I wave them apart, and as I do, there's a bit of a pinch of yellow, red, and blue powder that comes out, and then it ignites with the fairy dust that is mixed in with it, and a cone of spray that is colorful and blinding goes right over both of them. And if they have a combined total of less than 41 hit points, they're both blinded.
Oh, well, luckily, they have just over that.
So whichever creature has the lower hit points is then blinded.
All right, one of them, their eyes gloss over. They're going to drop their spear. He's got glitter in his eyes.
Shani's going to make another attempt with Sacred Flame on whichever one of these fish people is closest to her that she has direct line of sight to. So you see again a bit of ruby dust trickle through the air, and then it transmutes into this bluish green, like almost looks like watery flames, and shoots over, and the creature needs to make a dex save. DC is 14.
They do not make it.
So 2 damage. So you see the flame maybe just like graze their arm and then dissipate behind them in the rain.
So you see there is one blinded Shaggon that is freaking out, and the other one is doing the friend thing, like, oh my god, calm down, it's gonna be okay. And then you That's see awesome. This holy light come out of nowhere and, like, nip that one on the arm, and that one will, as its move, pick up its blinded friend and jump over the side.
And don't come back!
And you hear some more splashes as what you assume to be other members of their group are jumping off of the side as well.
Is there any way I can get a parting shot? I'm not done.
Go ahead.
Ah, never mind. Right into the rail.
And don't come back!
Your sword is now stuck in the railing?
Stupid fish people.
Strength check, please, to get it out. All right, that's fine. Yeah, you pull it out. You look around and see that the rest of the crew seem to have dispatched their Shaggon as well. There's a few crew members who look to be badly hurt. You also see near the bow, you see the breaking of sunlight.
Kelsey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. How about you?
I'm good. I'm going to go help some of those other people, get them over to Shani or the healers, okay?
Has the storm settled down enough?
You are sailing out of the storm.
So we can unlash ourselves and move about?
Yes, you could probably unlash yourselves, yeah.
You're going to be okay, though, if I go do that?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I look for smaller creatures to help move.
But certainly, you can help move. There's a healer cabin where you can bring people to, and there is one other trained healer on board as well as her apprentice. So between them and Ashani, they can take care of people pretty good.
Everybody who's wounded, I'll make sure that they're seen to and taken care of. And after that's done, I'll raise my hand and say, oh, by the way, I have this big hole right here.
Well, that's no good. First of all, I need you to rinse that off and get the glitter out of the wound.
It does sparkle.
Otherwise,
you're going to
have an interesting scar.
Oh, wait, when you say that, Ashanti, I just wave my hand at you and it cleans it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So the clouds clear. The storm is behind you. There is a good wind at your back. There's the shambles of fighting all around you.
Made it through. We made it through. I knew we would. Everybody okay? Everybody alive?
I'm feeling better now. I had this like thing in my side, but Ashanti took care of that. So Ashanti got me there. We're good. Kelsey, you good? You need me to do something?
No. You okay? No, we're all good. Is the ship actually moving?
Yes.
Okay, so the wind's kicked back up and...
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have lost your wind fan, which is one of the magical items that most ships have.
I am going to make sure that all the bad guy bodies are heaved overboard. Sans anything that like glitters looks cool, shark tooth necklaces, stuff like that. That's just neat. I'll
loot
snag
the
that. But loot the bodies basically, and it doesn't even have to be like of any value. It's just cool stuff. And
just
then
shiny,
yeah, and or you know jagged and sharpie. And then it'll be get a mop and start swabbing the deck because you can't have blood and entrails everywhere. Mom didn't raise an ordinary dummy. I know how to clean up.
You find a healing potion on one of them.
Well, I'm going to bring that right over to Kelsey and say, hey, look what I found.
What do healing potions look like in Avanti?
They are actually fairly small vials, and they are almost actually the color of the sea. They're kind of a deep aquamarine, but when you take the cap off, they smell like almonds.
Hey, sister, I can't. These things in me don't get along because I'll break it. I'll like sit on it like I did the last one, and that's not good because these are expensive. So you can hold this, and when I need it, you can pour it down my throat. I found this necklace. It's made of what I think is fish teeth.
It is. It's shark teeth, actually.
They're just
from
fish.
Real sharks, not from the Shogun.
Oh, sweet. I'm gonna wear that.
But then people will think you killed sharks.
Oh, is that bad? Oh,
I don't know. Is it?
You know what? I'm going to wear it like a bracelet. That's what I'm going to do. I'm a big dude, so I just kind of wrap it around my left arm.
Every time you go to swipe your hair, all your eyes scratch.
Dang, ow. This thing's stupid.
Captain Stone draws herself up to her full height. Actually, how tall are all y'all?
I'm short. I'm 5'6".
I think we're all short.
I'm about 6'5", 6'6".
5'8".
Kelsey is 5'3".
God, I'm the tallest one again.
I'm 5'8". Isn't that amazing?
Oh, I'm
like
6'. Too,
I'm so. Like 6'6". I don't know how are you taller than me?
Oh, I'm huge. Misheard you.
No, I'm gigantic. I'm just really slow.
Well, so is Captain Stone, actually.
Oh, sweet.
Well, she's a dweller, and they tend to be very tall.
Yeah, we should totally date. We should totally date because she's my size.
That's how it works. Yes.
So I look up at Captain Stone. Is everything okay, Captain Stone?
I'm a little bit worried about that storm, Kree.
You mean the one we just sailed through?
No, the one that took place during the Festival of the Ruby Hunt. Yes, of course, the one we just sailed through, Boyle.
Just checking.
Hey, Kelsey, I'm pretty sure she was talking about the one we just sailed through. Is that right?
Kelsey just smiled.
Okay, nice. Good. I don't want her to think I'm stupid, so just like act like I'm smart, okay?
Yes, of course.
Thanks.
So Captain Stone will actually reach around her neck and take off what looks like a piece of amethyst on a leather strap, and she will sort of hold it out with the palm of her hand, and the amethyst begins to hover over her hand and spin. And it points in the direction mostly where you're going, but a little bit off to the west.
That way to the nearest floating island. They'll be able to help us repair our ship. Any problems with that?
I mean, it would be better if we could make our way to where this supposed storm queen is so that we can deal with her and our homes don't get wrecked by that storm that we just sailed through. But if the ship needs repairs, then I understand.
Well, one of the things that you've realized is that the storm was stagnant, so you were able to sail out of it.
Then yeah, I'm like, that's fine. We'll just go there and get the ship fixed, because it'll be better in the long run, right? Right, everybody? Right?
Yes, doing that makes the most sense.
Seems the wisest path.
I don't see why we would do anything else. The captain is very smart.
She looks you dead in the eye. She doesn't smile, but she does nod.
I don't swim very well, so I'd like the boat to keep floating. So if it needs repairs, then hell yes.
Yes, Captain. We are all in agreement. Let us go fix the ship. I'll go back in the crow's nest and keep an eye.
That's a wonderful place for ye.
I look at the captain and smile and nod.
Well, I'm going to go back to cleaning the deck. Oop. Bit of shogging teeth. Kicked it over the edge. Oh, looks like a couple fingers. Kicked that over.
You sail probably about an hour and a half, and you start approaching what some people call a floating island, what some people call an ocean oasis. It is a basically groups of houseboats that are connected through magical planks hover off of the water. So they're able to create temporary places for people to gather. Some of them are rooted. They'll have large anchors tying them down, but most of them move. And these are a great place for people on long voyages to be able to rest, to get more supplies, whatever you need. And so you know that this is a place that will welcome outsiders, and you see that there is definitely a large sign that says ship repair.
I think we're going to the place with a sign, right, Kelsey?
Oh, definitely.
Awesome. Yes. Totally getting the hang of this sailor thing.
Avanti, Glitter and Blood is played using Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition from Wizards of the Coast. Our theme music is Ghost Dance by Kevin McLeod. Hear more at incompetech.com. Be sure to check out our other awesome podcasts, She's a Super Geek, Knights of the Night, Misdirected Mark, and Gaming and BS.
Yes, Grandmere, it certainly will.
I mean, after all, how much could a banana cost? 10 gold?
I don't know. I'm too busy having avocado toast to know those sort of things.
Jameson, did you mention that you were related to them?
I didn't mention that I was related to them. That's fine.
That's
figure it out. The people can figure it out
during
the show.
We don't like to.
I mean, Kelsey hates me anyway, so it's fine.
We don't necessarily want to admit that out loud.
I heard you were out by Podcast Row. I heard you were out by Podcast Alley not too long ago. How did that go for you? I heard that place is just a hoot.
Yes. Well, nobody else be making any kind of slushies out there. It's all butchers and taverns and
bootmakers and people who make marks and people who, you know, geek out and things like that.
Yeah, there's the Misdirected Mark archery range. And there's the Redemption Church.
I mean, I thought there was this place called the BS shop where you can get a whole lot of manure.
Oh, wow. Ow. Ow.
Yes. That's more recently opened up. Run by a nice couple of boys.
Did you happen to get to the place called Pocket Size Play? I heard it's kind of a brothel.
No, I don't waste me money in brothels anymore since me old peg leg isn't what it used to be.
Wow, I could just do this all day, couldn't I? Holy lord, this is easy.
Not since the accident, I can't do brothels anymore.
Oh, man.
I don't waste me money anymore.
I don't want to throw down the gauntlet here, guys, but we might have to wander over to Happy Jack's. And have a little drink spin and run our way out of here.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Corby. Anyways.
What are you fighting? Corby, you rolled for a longsword?
Nope, I hit something on just accidental.
Just
accidental.
Practicing.
Oh,
accidental.
Sorry.
I'm just practicing. Just sorry. Practicing. Sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry. Premature longsword. Sorry about that.
Premature longsword.
He was just cleaning and it went off.
I was cleaning.
Don't worry, it happens to everyone.
Shut up. Go downstairs. You're going to go to my room.
All right, and I almost called you Sir Jameson. That would have been a really bad thing.
Would have been weird.
Yep.
I would have run with that.
I know.
Call me Sir, please. Do so.
Unfortunately, you don't come from a family of nobles that does that.
That is true.
That's more on the continent of Sprinza and Cian that those are things. The knighthood, the nobility pass like that. You know, y'all are merchants.
I was knighted on the mainland, I tell the people that I am talking to. It was quite thrilling. And then I was promptly stripped of my title and had to run away.
I would like to hear more about that sometime. Maybe we'll get a backstory on Jameson at some point.
Jameson was lying. Jameson does that from time to time.
Oh, of course, it's one of those things.
My first thought is, Brett, I'm like, Chris is lying, but I think Corby would buy it. Go, wow, that sounds awesome. Tell me more about it, because I'm incredibly gullible when it comes to this.
What
oh
the?
My gosh.
Did I just do that? What the hell did I just do? That's not what I meant to do at all. That's terrible.
You got a negative 17, Brett.
Standard
Brett.
Oh,
that's awesome. That's awesome.
So Brett
16.
Falls
go
through
16.
The ship.
I actually fell through space and time with that roll. I don't know where I am right now. I need a TARDIS to find me. Oh my god.
All of my spells, like I have spell components for all my spells. Like I have a spell pouch and I have some stuff in my cloak. But I always have glitter. That goes with all of my spell components to give them the prismatic
no.
shimmer.
Oh my god, I hate
the herpes of craft products.
Yep, I have laced all of my spell components with glitter, because that's what gives it the prismatic effect.
I'm not looking in the monster manual.
It looks like a monster manual. I think
she's totally looking
in
the monster manual.
She's lying to us. What kind of game master would lie to me? Oh, wait. I would totally do that.
It's their job. Yeah.
Probably doing what I would do to her. Oh, it's like turnabout. It's fair play. As long as the sharks don't start throwing tridents, I'll be okay.
Oh, that would be awesome. But no, I don't have that statted out of a trident throwing shark. That'd be amazing.
Sharks with freaking trident throwers on their heads?
With freaking yes. tridents. Just lasers or tridents. That's what I want.